بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، so with the conclusion of the reading of ثلاثة أصول وأدلتها, and studying this concise yet very beneficial text, and that which it contains from the clarification of the foundations of Al-Islam and the proper creed and the proper belief and the proper deen, the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With completing this, we praise Allah Azza wa Jal, and we thank Him alone, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, for giving us success to read that text and to benefit from that, and for granting us from His grace and from His mercy the ability to gather in these gatherings and to study and to seek knowledge and to seek understanding in the deen and to learn the proper creed and the proper aqidah and to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to sit in the gatherings of knowledge and to read from the books of the people of knowledge, the books of the ulama. This is a great blessing, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, and we ask Him to give us steadfastness upon His straight path and to grant us a good life in this life and a good ending and a good life in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His grace and from His mercy to make the knowledge that He has bestowed upon us a blessing for us and a proof for us and not a proof against us, and to use us as a benefit for the people and to use us as a means to bring light to the Ummah. And with regards to the completion of that text, this evening we have a reminder, the reminder of why we are studying and the reminder of why we gather, and the reminder of why we sit and we listen to the classes and we strive to learn and we take notes. And this is the reality of this life and the reality of our souls, and that this life is evening and that this life is leaving, and our souls are going to go into another stage. And this life, it is a test, and those who pass the test, they have a good life in the hereafter. And those who do not pass the test in this life, then they do not have a good life in the hereafter. And the hereafter is never ending, and it has no boundaries, it has no limits. This life, it ends. And likewise, the life after this life, in the barzakh, likewise it comes to an end with the resurrection. And after the resurrection, this is the last day. After that, there's no ending. The souls will live for eternity, either in the paradise or either in the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success in this life, to do and to say that which is pleasing, and to be steadfast and upright upon His straight path until we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. يعني الحديث متفق عليه من حديث البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه, that he said, إذ أقد المؤمن في قبره أوتية, that whenever a believer he is placed in his grave, someone will come to him. ثم يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله, and then he will testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad, he is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet, he says, فذلك قوله يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت, and this is the meaning of the statement, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah, He will make firm those who believe with the firm statement. Referring to that beautiful verse in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, after clarifying the reality of Al-Iman, that it has foundations, and likewise it has fruits, and as well it has branches. Al-Iman, the tree of Iman, and the blessing and the fruits of Iman and the branches of Al-Iman stemming from that strong foundation. And Allah, He says, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make those who believe, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, and we have studied al-Iman alhamdulillah, and we have learned about al-Iman alhamdulillah, and هذه الدروس في الأصول الثلاثة, and the reality of al-Iman, and the meaning of al-Iman, and the requirements of al-Iman, and the completion and the perfection of al-Iman. And this is because, why do we study that and why do we learn that? So that we can apply it. So that we can be upon it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make those people who have that iman and that strong faith. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah will make them firm. بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. With the statement that is firm. Referring to the foundation of al-Islam. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The testification that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And that Muhammad, He's the messenger of Allah. A believer, he has to learn these statements and understand them and comply to them and apply them and live by way of them and die upon them. And this is the one who has, he has the greatest honor and nobility. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَ لُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ, that the greatest honor, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon a servant, the greatest honor, أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَ لُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ, the fact that a person, he will be steadfast upon obedience to Allah, complying to His commandments and staying away from His prohibitions. That the fact that a person, he will have the ability to be steadfast upon Iman inwardly and outwardly, and that he'll be steadfast upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day in and day out, night after night and day after day, all the way until he dies in that manner. This is the greatest honor. This is the greatest blessing. This is the greatest reward. This is what a believer, he hopes for. That he hopes that he will be honored with his honor. وَنَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ كَرِيمًا يُكْرِيمَنَا بِحُسْنِ خَاتِمَةٍ, and we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most generous, to honor us with a good ending. In this manner, أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَةِ لُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ, holding fast to the straight path of obedience and fulfilling the obligations and staying away from the prohibitions and striving to compete in the ranks, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawing near to Him, even in manners that are not obligatory, with the nawafir and the mustahabat and the ragha'ib al-mandubat. So we see that this is the reality, that this life will come to an end. And although the body dies, the soul, it goes to the next stage. And the soul, it goes to the next stage in the barzakh. And in that stage, there is a test. There is a test. There is a test. And the one who passed the test in this life, he will pass the test bi'idhnillahi ta'ala in the hereafter. But the one who did not pass the test in this life, then he will not be able to pass the test in the hereafter. This life is a test. This life is a test. We have been given eyes and ears, and we have been given a mind to understand and comprehend, and we are tested and tried by these blessings. What will we look at, and what will we listen to? What will we touch, and how will we gain our wealth? What will we think, and what will we believe? What will be our creed, and how will we understand this reality? What will we do with our hearts? Will we hope for the pleasure of Allah? Will we desire and fall victim to the lust of our own souls? Will we use our eyes to look at that which is permissible and allowed, that which is wholesome and good? Or will we be deceived by the chief deceiver? Will we be deceived by shaitan and the glitter of this life and be overcome by our souls and our whims until we fall into the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's a test in this life, and the one who passes the test by striving against his soul to be obedient in this life, then he will pass the test bi'idhnillahi ta'ala in the hereafter, in the grave, and he will be able to have the right answers. But the one who does not pass the test in this life, he will not be able to pass the test in the hereafter. There is a narration which is known as the questions of the grave, or the narration about the questions of the grave. And the foundation of this narration is that it is muttafaqun alayhi. It's found in Bukhari and Muslim. It has come from the narration of more than one companion, from the narration of Anas, and the narration of Abu Hurairah, and the narration of Bara ibn Azib, and likewise other than them from the Sahaba that have narrated the questions in the grave, and the issue and the reality that would happen at the time of death and after that. It has been narrated to us in great detail by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, these affairs have been mentioned as well in the Quran, but the details, they have come in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his Musnad, he collected many of these narrations. And one of the narrations that he collected is the narration of Bara' ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu, and this is one of the most complete narrations, And it is a long narration, and it is from the most detailed of the narrations with regards to the reality of the soul at the time of death and the questions in the grave. And we read this narration hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it beneficial for us, and that we will be able to take an admonition and take heed, and it will be a reminder for us that we should wake up, and that which we have learned from the beneficial knowledge contained in these texts that we have studied, it must be applied. After it is learned and understood and memorized, it must be applied, and it must, and one must remain upon that. Not only does one apply, but one must remain upon that. One must remain upon that knowledge and remain upon that action all the way until he dies. So if a believer, he has found his way to this straight path, alhamdulillah, but it's not over, the road has not finished. Rather, one has to remain upon that straight path until his soul is taken in that manner. Until his soul is taken in that manner. And a believer, he will never feel safe. He will never feel safe from the fitnah and the trials of this life. He'll never feel safe from the makr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he's in the paradise. Bi'idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal from His grace and from His mercy. Al-Imam Ahmad, he says, حدثنا أبو معاوية قال حدثنا الأعمش عن منهال بن عمر عن زادان عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه أنه قال البراء بن عازب, he says, رضي الله عنه خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنازته رجل من الأنصار, that we went out with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the funeral, with the funeral of a man from the Ansar, with a body, yani to be buried, of the man from, or a man from the Ansar. فانتهينا إلى القبر, and we made it to the grave. ولما يلحد فجلس ولما يلحد فجلس, and the man, he was not placed in the grave just yet, yani the grave was not prepared, and he was not placed in there just yet. فجلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجلسنا حوله. So the Prophet, he said, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and البراء, he says, and we sat around him. كأن على رؤوسنا الطهير. We're sitting around the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم waiting for this man's grave to be ready. And he says, we're sitting there and it's like birds are on our heads. And they're not moving. They're silent. And in the situation, and they have, one of their companions have died. And they have cleaned him and washed him and prayed on him. And now they're ready to bury him. And they're at this time, at this date. And Al-Bara, he says, وَفِي يَدِهِ عُودٌ يَنْكُتُ بِهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has a stick and he's poking it in the ground. And the ulama, they mentioned that this is the action of somebody who is thinking deeply. That a person doesn't pick up a stick and poke in the ground with the stick because any intentionally, but rather somebody who is thinking deeply. And sometimes he will do this action, grabbing a stick or something in his hand and move it in the ground and the dirt and the lice like this while he's pondering, thinking deeply on some affairs that are very important. So this is what is occurring. And then he said, radiyallahu anhu farafa'a ra'sahu. At this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his head, faqala, and he said, ista'idhu billahi min adhab al-qabr marrataini aw thalathan. That he said two or three times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave. This is from the sincere advice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave. Na'udhu billahi min adhab al-qabr. Just like the Prophet, he commanded us, this is what we say, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. We seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave. There is not one of us except for his destination is the grave. There is not a person who is breathing today except that he will find himself in the grave. This is where he's going, sooner or later. Some sooner than later. Some later than sooner. But in any case, every soul, he will meet this fate. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, follow the Messenger like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasta'idhu billahi min adhab al-qabr. Na'udhu billahi min adhabi al-qabr. We seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave. The Prophet, he commanded them to do this two or three times. He said, radiyallahu anhu. Thumma qala. And then the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and now he begins the clarification of the reality of this life and the soul at the time of death. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا كَانَ فِي انْقِطَاعٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالٍ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِيضُ الْوُجُوهِ كَأَنَّ وُجُوهَهُمَ الشَّمْسِ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that verily the believing slave, yani the soul that is a believer, whenever he is in the state of leaving this life and advancing into the hereafter, yani whenever his soul is leaving, yani at the time of death, yani whenever he kana fi qita'in min ad-dunya, and he's leaving this life at this time, at this moment, when the soul is leaving this life, wa iqbalin min al-akhirah, is advancing to the next life, to the hereafter. At this time, angels, they descend from the heavens. Angels descend from the heavens. In some of the narrations, malaikatu rahma, angels of mercy, descend from the heavens. This is with regards to the believing slave, the righteous slave, a rajul salih, a righteous individual. Now the angels, they descend from the heavens. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said they have white faces, as if their faces are the sun. I mean, from brightness. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'ahum kafanun min akfan al-jannah. And they have shrouds from the shrouds of Jannah. And to wrap him with, the garments to wrap him with from the shrouds of Jannah. Wa hanutun min hanut al-jannah. And likewise, the perfume from the perfumes of the Jannah. This is whenever his soul is on the way out. He has not died yet. As he's dying, this is what is happening around him. حتى يجلس منه مد البصر, until they sit to him, they sit down with him as far as his eyes can see, at the limit of his eyes. This is what he sees. ثم يجيء ملك الموت, and then the angel of death comes to him. So those who come, the angels who come, for the angels of mercy, those who come, they're the helpers of the angel of death. The angel of death, he is the one who takes the soul by the permission and the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it's not even a moment after the soul comes out, except for it's in the hands of the angel, that the angels that are called Awan, Malik al-Maut, the helpers of the angel of death. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثُمَّ يَجِئُ الْمَلَكُ يُجِئُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ حَتَّى يَجْلِسَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ. Then the angel of death will come to him and sit at his head. فَيَقُولُ, and he will say to him, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ, O you good soul, أُخْرُجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ, come out to the forgiveness of Allah and His pleasure. أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ, in one word, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ, O you tranquil soul, O you peaceful soul, O you good soul, come out to the forgiveness of Allah and to His pleasure. And some of the wordings, come out to Ruh min Allahi wa Rayhan wa Rabbin ghayra ghadban, come to the mercy of your Lord and His pleasure, and to a Lord that is not angry with you. And he come out like this, in this manner. Qala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَتَخْرُجُ تَسِيرُ كَمَا تَسِيرُ الْقَطْرَةُ مِنْ فِيهِ السِّقَاءُ فَيَأْخُذُهَا, that this soul now, it comes out the way that a drop comes out of the water skin. And whenever the water skin, sometimes the water will overflow and a little bit of water will gather. And then it will get heavy from the gravity. Whenever there's enough there, then the water will drop. In this manner, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the soul of this righteous man, it comes out in that manner, gently, like this. فَتَخْرُجُ تَسِيرُ كَمَا تَسِيرُ الْقَطْرَةُ مِنْ فِيهِ السِّقَاءُ فَيَأْخُذُهَا, whenever it comes out like this manner, gently, the angel of death takes it. فَإِذَا أَقَذَهَا لَمْ يَدْعُوهَا فِي يَدِهِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ حَتَّى يَأْخُذُهَا, and whenever he takes the soul, the helpers around him, they do not leave the soul in his hands for the blinking of an eye, except they take it from him immediately. فَيَجْعَلُوهَا فِي ذَلِكَ الْكَفَنِ, and they put his soul in that shroud. وَفِي ذَلِكَ الْحَنُوطِ, and also with that perfume. وَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا كَأَطْيَبِ نَفْحَةِ مِسْكٍ وُجِدَتْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْعَرْضِ, and he will come out, the soul, the individual, he comes out as the most beautiful and the nicest scent of misk, of perfume, that is found on the face of the earth. His soul comes out in this manner, and it leaves a beautiful smell. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيسعدون بها فلا يمرون يعني بها على ملأ من الملائكة إلا قالوا ما هذا الروح الطيب. مَا هَذَا الرُّوحُ الطَّيِّبُ, and then these angels, they take it, they ascend with it, and they do not pass by any group of angels in the heavens, except then they will say, Who is that nice soul? Who is that nice soul? فَيَقُولُونَ فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانٍ. And they will say, he is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. بِأَحْسَنِ أَسْمَائِهِ أَلَّتِي كَانُوا يُسَمُّونَهُ بِهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. And they called him by the most beautiful names that he was called in this life. They said, oh, who is that nice soul? Whenever he goes past the angels in the heavens, and this soul is shrouded in this manner. Look at the honor that Allah, he has for the believing servant. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Now look at the honor he has, subhanahu wa ta'ala al-kareem, tabaraka wa ta'ala, for the believing soul. The soul that believed in the unseen. The soul that knew that it has a soul and that was created and strived to keep his soul pure until it met its Lord in that manner. It's honored in this way. It comes out in this way simply. It comes out easily without hardship. And it comes out with this beautiful scent and beautiful smell. And the angels, they honor it. Man, how? Ma hadha ruh tayyib. Who is this? Who is this beautiful soul? This good and nice soul. So-and-so, the son of so-and-so. With the best names that he was ever called in this life. Hatta yantahu biha ila sama' ad-dunya. Until they finish and they take him up into the heavens of this worldly life. فَيَسْتَفْتِحُونَ لَهُ. And they ask for the doors to be opened for him. فَيُفْتَحُ لَهُمْ فَيُشَيِّعُهُ مِنْ كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ مُقَرِّبُوهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Then the gates are open for him. And the nearest angels from every heaven, they accompany him as he goes up through the heavens. To the next one, and to the next one. حَتَّى يُنْتَهَى بِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ. Until that soul is taken all the way to the seventh heaven. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And Allah will say to that soul, اُكْتُبُ كِتَابَ عَبْدِي فِي عِلِّيِّينَ. Write the scripture, write the book of my slave in عَلْإِلِّيِّينَ. In عَلْإِلِّيِّينَ. وَأَعِيدُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. And return him to the earth. فَإِنِّي مِنْهَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ وَفِيهَا أُعِيدُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا أُخْرِجُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا أُخْرِجُهُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Because Allah, he says, send him back to the earth. For verily, from the earth I have created them, and in the earth I will return them, and from the earth I will bring them out again another time. Another time. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فتعاد روحه في جسده. And at this time, his soul will be returned to his body. فيأتيه ملكان. Two angels will come to him. And some of the wording is mentioned that their name is Munkar والنكير. Two angels will come to him. And they're also known as الفتانان. The two testers, the ones who try and test the people. They come with a trial. These two angels, they come with a trial. They come with a test. Now it's mentioned likewise that they come in a manner that is similar to their name, Munkar and Nakir, something that is very terrifying. So Yujrisanihi, they set him up in his grave. This is from the affairs of the unseen now. They set him up in his grave. And his soul has left this life and now it's in the life of the barzakh. It's not the same life. It's a different life. It's a different life. So Yujrisanihi fayakurani lahu. They set him up and they say to him, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? What is the answer? If somebody studied Surah Al-Athir with us, they should know the answer. Rabbi Allah, الذي رباني ورب جميع العالمين بنيعمه هو معبودي ليس لي معبود سواه هو معبودي ليس لي معبود سواه. He is my Lord, the one who has nourished me and cherished me and created me. And everything, with his blessings and everything in this life, he has created and cherished it with his blessing and raised it. And he is the one I worship, and I don't worship anybody else. Man Rabbuk? Fayaqulu, what does this man say? This righteous soul? Rabbi Allah. Rabbi Allah. My Lord is Allah. Fayaqulani lahu ma deenuk. They're going to say to him, what is your deen? What is your deen? So what is he going to say? مَا دِينُكَ فَيَقُولُ دِينِي al-Islam. My deen is al-Islam. Somebody who studied Usul al-Thalath, he should know, what is al-Islam? Al-Istislamu lillahi bil-tawheed, wal-qiyadu lahu bil-ta'a, al-bara'atu min al-shirki wa ahli. Wal-bara'atu min al-shirki wa ahlihi, wal-bara'atu min al-shirki wa ahli. Deeni al-Islam. My deen is al-Islam. This is what he says. He will say, this is the one who's successful in this life. He knows what Islam is, with proofs and evidences. And he lived upon that and died upon that. Look at the honor he has. He answers the question properly. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He says, Dini al-Islam, fayuqulani lahu, ma hadha ar-rajul alladhi bu'itha fikum? Who is that man who was sent as a prophet amongst you? Fayuqulu huwa Rasulullah. He will say, he is the messenger of Allah. Fayuqulani lahu, ma ilmuka. They're going to say to him, what is the knowledge that you have of this? Ma ilmuka. And like, what's the evidence you have for this? What is the knowledge you have based upon this? And he will say, قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. I read the book of Allah. فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ. And I believed in it. وَصَدَّقْتُ. And I believed and testified to the authenticity and the truthfulness of that. فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ. A caller he will call in the heavens. And صَدِقَ أَبْدِي. It will be announced in the heavens that this servant here, this slave right here, he told the truth. He was truthful. He was truthful with Allah in this life, and his truthfulness benefited him in his death. And the one who is truthful with Allah, Allah will be truthful with him. The one who is truthful with Allah Azza wa Jal in public and in private, especially in the affairs of the unseen, and whenever he is alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give him his promise. The promise of paradise and the promise of mercy and the promise of forgiveness and the promise of his kindness. Subhanahu wa ta'ala and the promise of his rahmah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ. A caller will call it in the heavens, and صَدَقَ عَبْدِي. My slave, he told the truth. فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And it will be said to him, shroud him and cover him in the garments of paradise, and clothe him with the clothing of paradise, and open for him a gateway to paradise, a pathway, and a door to paradise. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيأتيه من روحها وطيبها ويفسح له في قبره مدى بصره. At this time, the beautiful scent, and the beautiful smells and the sweetness of the paradise will come to him, and his grave will be made open for him as far as he can see. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ويأتيه رجل حسن الوجه. At this time likewise a man with a beautiful face will come to him. Nice face. حسن الثياب. With nice clothing and garment. With nice clothing and garments. طيب الريح. A beautiful scent likewise that this man has. فيقول أبشر بالذي يسرك. هَذَا يَوْمُكَ أَلَذِي كُنْتَ تُعَدِ. He said, have glad tidings about something, about that which will make you very happy and pleased, that will make you very delighted. And verily, this is the day that you were promised. This is the day that you were promised. فَيُكُولَ لَهُ مَنْ أَنْتَ. So he will say to him, who are you? فَوَجْهُكَ الْوَجْهُ يَجِيهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. Because you have the face of someone who comes with goodness. Who are you? You have the face of someone who brings goodness. فَيُكُولُ أَنَا. عملك الصالح. He will say to him, I am your righteous deeds. فيقول ربي أقم الساعة. He will say, oh my Lord, establish the hour. حتى أرجع إلى أهلي ومالي. Oh my Lord, establish the hour. And he established the resurrection so that I can return to my family and to my wealth. To my family and to my wealth. His deeds come to him in this manner. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وإن العبد الكافر إذا كان في انقطاع من الدنيا وكبار من الآخرة نزل إليه من السماء ملائكة سود الوجوه معهم المسوح فيجلسون منه مدى البصر ثم يجيء ملك الموت حتى يجلس عند رأسه فيقول أيته النفس الخبيثة أخرجي إلى سخط من الله وغضب. And as for the disbelieving slave, whenever he is on leaving this life and advancing upon the hereafter, meaning at the time of death, the angels descend upon him from the heavens. And some of the wordings, malaikatul adab, the angels of punishment, they have black faces. Along with them are musuh. This is the garments from the hellfire. And they sit to him, they sit around him as far as he can see. And then the angel of death will come to him and sit at his head. And he will say to him, oh, you filthy soul, come out. Oh, you filthy soul, come out to the anger of Allah. Come out to the anger of Allah. Iyadhan billah, inshallah. The hadith is a bit long and it continues. We continue with this in the class to come. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.